20 years ago, the future farmers of America made an unlikely choice for their national president, for his years were spent far away from any working farm. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by my friends at Exmark Mowers. Check out their premier line of mowers that rise above the rest at Exmark.com or your local dealer.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
It was an unlikely route for an unlikely student.
Back in 1985, they created a high school with the sole purpose of attracting urban students into the non-traditional fields of agriculture. So there is the Chicago High School for Agricultural Sciences. Currently has, gosh, I guess almost 700 students.
Corey Flournoy enrolled in the ag school in Chicago by accident when his other top choices were already filled. Then once he landed at Chicago High School for Ag Sciences, he once again landed in FFA by accident.
As a part of going to this high school, every student has to become a member of the FFA, which back in 1988 was still called Future Farmers of America. And so, yes, because I went to the high school, I had to become a member within the organization.
The organization's name, Future Farmers of America, perhaps held little interest for a kid from inner city Chicago. But that changed when he attended his first national FFA convention in 1988.
It was also the convention where they voted to change the name from Future Farmers of America to the National FFA Organization. I watched that, and it was interesting because the discussions on the floor were about the fact that we had students like the ones from Chicago who were in FFA, and so they were talking directly about me and my life.
It was at that convention he set an important goal. He found a home in the group that had changed its name to better attract students like himself.
I think what kept me is that I enjoyed the competition. I enjoyed how I personally felt myself become better as being a member in the organization. And then I also had envisioned myself on that stage one day as a national officer. That was a goal I set for myself my freshman year of high school.
Flournoy achieved that goal 20 years ago. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Chicago, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.